Hi, it's Rachel.
And Megan.
You're listening to The Daily Dish from Bravo HQ in 30 Rock. And today's episode is brought to you by Kim Zolciak-Bierman's wig, Debbie.
Yeah, she names her wigs.
Ariance is another one, but that today's episode is not brought to you by Ariance.
Only Debbie.
Deb.
Earlier this week, we got to interview the one and only Eileen Davidson.
Or as I know her, Ashley Abbott.
She was even cooler than I expected her to be.
Yeah, you know, like people say, like, oh, she was such a cool chick. Like, that was Eileen Davidson.
She let me do my beast. How dare you?
How
impression.
Dare you?
And like, didn't get upset.
No. And speaking of how dare you, we got to the bottom of why she said that.
Yeah, it's. I won't give it away.
No,
it's good. But first, let's talk about this week's episode because we didn't get a chance because we were too busy talking to James Kennedy.
Yes.
So, we had Kyle's Great Gatsby party, which was kind of a ripoff because she went to Kris Jenner's Great Gatsby party.
Oh, you went there.
I think they even admitted on the episode, but yeah, they do because they asked Lisa Rinna if she's going to wear the same thing. And she's
God.
Yes, I am, you.
That's so funny.
But yeah, so that was cool. But again, there was a lot of questions from Eden Sassoon, a lot of like projecting onto Kyle and Kim. Mm.
I just feel like not a good look, maybe.
My favorite part was when Kyle's like, oh, are you going to give me one of those long, awkward hugs again? And she does. She gives her like a 5-minute hug where she's like patting her on the back, like rubbing her, and then like pulls her tighter.
And Kyle's like, I'm just at a barbecue. All I want to do is eat some ribs.
Yeah.
Not hug you for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
I don't want to feel your ribs. I want to eat ribs.
Yeah. Hi guys, it's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And we're here with the lovely Eileen Davidson.
Hi.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, I have to nerd out for a minute because my entire family are huge Young and the Restless fans.
Oh, great.
Like when I first heard you were becoming a housewife, I like called my mom and I was like, Ashley Abbott is gonna be on the Real Housewives. So I'm kind of dying inside. With that, I wanted to kind of talk to you, like, what is the difference between being, like, a soap star and a reality television star?
Well, being on a show and acting is a very controlled environment. You know, it's very predictable. You've got lines that you know you're going to say, and you know exactly what's going to happen every day. And certainly doing reality TV, it's just a total crapshoot. You never know what's going to happen. You know, you think you're going into a certain circumstance, and then it just all blows up. So, it's never a dull moment.
Explain the difference between the soap opera fans and the housewife fans.
You know, they're kind of similar, frankly. They really are. A lot of soap fans are so invested, and certainly reality fans are very invested. So, there's more similarities than there are not.
Yeah, it just must
which
be
is interesting.
Weird because the housewife fans, like, they know the details of your life versus soap fans.
Ashley
they're
Abbott.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, they don't know the details of every aspect of our life.
Right.
Just
right.
What they're shown. So, there, I mean, there is still some mystery involved.
Right.
Thank God.
They don't know everything.
Yeah, they don't know everything.
So, you're a seasoned pro in the housewife world.
I know. That's weird.
Yeah.
People refer to me like that. Oh, you know, I'm like, I am? I don't know.
Do you still feel like the new girl?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
You know, I expect the unexpected all the time. I'm still naive. I'm still shocked when things happen. Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I was very shocked by certain things that happened this season.
Like?
Well, the whole Dorit thing.
Yeah.
I was
right.
Just completely shocked by how that turned out. I'm like, I did not see that one coming. I liked her so much. I thought we were going to be fast friends. And then that just turned on its heel. And I'm like, what? And I had no idea of how to, like, make it work or get it back on track. Everything I tried to do made it worse.
Right, I feel like
so I became afraid. I became actually afraid of saying it. I became, like, I was hanging back with her because I was afraid that anything I did was going to be misconstrued and misinterpreted. So I just kind of, I was afraid.
Well,
I got shell-shocked.
At this point in the season, you guys have technically made up. How
right.
are you actually feeling?
Well, you mean how am I actually feeling about her at that moment?
Yeah.
Well, that lunch was still weird.
Right.
I mean, we did make up, but a lot of stuff we all just kind of decided not to resolve it. Lisa Rinna and I just kind of decided to move on without that resolution that I love so much. So I was kind of like, rant, rant, because I never got that resolution with her. It's just kind of odd. And I'm kind of learning that maybe that's okay.
Right.
Because I've also kind of learned that the more you try to resolve things, the worse it gets unless everybody's on the same page. And you can never guarantee that. I can't make her, you know, listen to me and really hear me. She's going to hear what she wants to hear. You know what I mean? She sees me through a lens that really isn't me. And I'm like, okay, there's nothing I can do about it unless I tie her down and really have a good talk to her.
Right.
But that's not going to happen.
Right.
So sometimes just moving on is the best thing to do.
Well, do you think it's harder being the new housewife or dealing with the new housewife?
I think it's harder being. I would say it's harder being.
Because of hazing?
It's terrifying. There's no hazing. But it's terrifying. I mean, if you saw me in season 5, wait, what was that season?
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just like, what? People don't do this.
Right.
But they're doing it.
Yeah. Why is this happening?
Why are they doing this?
Do you approach your real life, your outside friendships differently now?
I think I just approach relationships differently. I honestly think I don't necessarily need to have resolution as much. Isn't that crazy? Because it's always been like my personality, very much so, in my family. I was always the peacekeeper. I was always trying to make my sisters make up when they were fighting, always. And by the way, it never really worked. They would become like, they would stop fighting for a while. They all started fighting again. So I'm kind of realizing like maybe just moving on and agreeing to disagree. Life's too short for all this drama. So, I mean, if I come back next year, I might be different in these circumstances because no good deed goes unpunished and I'm kind of done. I'm done with trying to, like, help out and then everybody going, you know, you're just stirring the pot. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Right.
I think that kind of ties to your tagline where you're
right.
Not really, you're just kind of like the vessel. They're like everything. You're there for it, but you're not instigating. You're not,
but
you know, stirring
the pot.
People
think I am instigating it, though,
right.
Which I find so interesting. I find it so interesting because it's like not at all what I was trying to do. I was honestly just trying to clear the air.
Mm-hmm.
But by bringing it up, I guess, is quote-unquote instigating. So if I would bring up an issue trying to clear the air so everybody feels okay, it's like, oh, she's bringing it up again. I'm like, but not to be mean. You idiot.
You know what's funny? Sheree said almost the exact same thing yesterday, but she was
I think it's part of the whole reality thing.
Yeah.
And you have these... I'm sorry, I totally interrupted you. I think that you realize that these people have different perspectives than you. They have different point of views. They come from a different background. And so they're going to be coming from a completely different place. That no matter what you say, they're going to hear it through a filter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just life in general. So no matter how much you can express something, they're going to have a problem with you if they already see you that way. And there's really nothing you can do about it. So I think in life, I've just kind of learned to let things go, too, more.
Given all the drama from the past 2 seasons, were you hesitant when you heard Kim might be hanging around more or when you saw her start showing up to events?
Was I hesitant? I don't have any problem with Kim. So probably I would say more, I was a little reticent to wondering what she was going to be about.
Right.
But I feel okay with her, so it wasn't, like, terrifying. I was like, oh, my God, you never know.
Right.
You know, but I, you know, whatever. Even new people come in with guns blazing sometimes, so.
Mm-hmm. So you're not holding the beast comment against her?
What beast comment? What are you talking about, man?
Beast. It's my favorite thing to do.
Well, I mean, come on.
I know, it was.
There's another thing. Yeah. I'm sitting at dinner, and I'm like, what? You're a beast. I'm like, okay. What am I supposed to do with that?
And it's right. Like, I'm sure in the moment, that was the most intense, scary,
it
like,
was weird.
What the fuck moment. But, like, yeah. For us fans, we're just like, ah, this is so good.
And then I think I said, how dare you?
Yes.
Which is actually a Van Pattenism.
Oh.
I got it from my husband.
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
He will actually say that if we're in an argument. How dare you? So dramatic. And he got it, and his mother says it.
Oh, my God.
I somehow, I don't know how, it just like seeped in through my consciousness, and I said, how dare you? It's not a soap opera thing.
Right.
It's actually a Van Patten thing.
Oh, my God.
So
I love
funny.
That we got to the bottom of the
yes.
How dare you?
My mother-in-law.
That's so funny.
So I know you and Lisa Rinna are such good friends. Were you really good friends going into this? Did this, like, rekindle a friendship for you two?
We had worked together. I've known her since the 80s when a boyfriend that she was with worked on Y&R. So I knew her socially. We worked together. We got very close because we were working together, like, every day, long hours. And we became very close during that time. And we've seen each other over the years. We've got a lot of friends in common and the red carpet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had a good rapport.
So I've known her and seen her a lot, but obviously being on this show, it's brought us very close together, you know, because it's a shared experience, and she's hilarious, and we just have fun together.
I loved seeing that you guys had each other's back so much this season, and you always do, like with all the Dorit stuff and Lisa talking to you about what she was saying with PK and everything.
Right.
Like, I always love seeing that you guys really have each other's backs, and that comes through on the show.
Yeah, definitely. Her texting me and letting me know that that conversation had happened at the dinner at PK and Dorit's house, I thought was really kind of her. I didn't have a problem with it. She was worried that it was like betraying some kind of a confidence. I was like, no, I'm totally fine with that. And then what she said about them having such a strong reaction to me not sharing my mother's passing with the reunion, I'm like, who the hell are you?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I can't imagine.
Oh,
that would be so
back
hard
up.
To hear,
I mean,
right?
And then they kind of twisted it. Well, this is why all this stuff with Lisa Vanderpump happened. I'm like, okay.
Just like,
okay,
stop.
Roll it back.
But
roll
also,
it back
like,
a minute here, people.
That's such a big thing. And then
I mean, the reunion
like,
was in
remember.
March, and it was 6 months after, you know,
yeah,
anything
right.
had happened. So I know, and she didn't remember. I'm telling you, people think she was lying. I honestly think she did not remember.
And then that just, like, became the most confusing conversation.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
at that moment, this is what I came to the realization that because she thought I was making it up, she didn't remember it.
Mm,
so if you're sitting across from somebody who's saying, well, you said this, and you have no recollection of it, you're like, you're with me, man. She thought I was.
Right.
I'm like, no.
Right.
Pretty sure this happened. Because I happened
crazy.
To call the producer right after and made sure it did. Because I was like, okay, is Lisa lying? Because Dorit has no recollection. He's like, no, it's on film.
So
how
she was
often
that, like,
does
I
that
don't.
Happen?
Yeah, yeah.
How often?
Yeah, because, I mean, that would be amazing. Like, if I heard someone was talking about me, I wish I could go
I could,
to
like, roll
and be
the
like,
tape.
Yeah.
Right? Well, sometimes you have to because, you know, a lot of things are going on.
Right.
And you don't remember a lot of things, and sometimes you need clarification. Did
yeah.
I really say that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, did that really happen? And so, yeah, I mean, sometimes you really have to do that.
Are you ever blindsided I'm watching
sorry.
The show? Not
of course.
Real? Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That's the most terrifying aspect of it. That is it. That's one of them. Because you never know how people are talking about you.
Right, right. So hearing that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And then hearing PK, when I told her she talked too much. That little ditty.
Well, you're not. Well, she's looking to the side
was,
and biting
like,
her lip.
Her broomstick or something.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's, by the way, after saying, well, you do talk too much.
Right.
I'm like, well, don't agree with me and then put me down. You know, disagree and then put me down.
Right, right,
don't say,
right.
Yes, you absolutely talk too much. Eileen's a bitch. I'm like, okay, sorry. I thought he was being nice. I didn't say shut the up.
Right. So the fans have recently met Eden Sassoon. Eden has a lot of questions and a lot of opinions. What are you thinking during this time? Because you're kind of around sometimes when she's...
In the beginning, again, I really liked Eden. I thought she was just a really cool chick, straight shooter. And then it just kind of went off the rails at one point where it just became too much of a thing. It became too much of almost an obsession, it seemed like, where she was trying to get into their business. And I did that a couple of years ago, but there were certain things that were happening at my poker party. Certain things were clearly not right. And I felt... Either you look at it and ignore it, or you look at it and try to say something about, you know, what is going on? I can't ignore the elephant in this room.
Right.
I got, you know, a lot of bad social media for that. Obviously, Kim was angry. The fact of the matter is, it wouldn't have happened if she hadn't shown up that way.
Right.
I would never have made it my business.
Right.
So, but the difference here, she's not doing that. She's happy. She seems to be sober. I have no issue with her. So to make this a problem at this time just seems a little weird.
Right.
Because I'm like, where's the smoke? There's no
right.
fire here.
Right, right.
There's nothing going on. Why are you now trying to make this a problem? Then it just became very cringy for me. I was like cringed out because I'm like, okay, I'm not comfortable talking about her.
Right.
We've done this before when there was actually some validity to the issue. She's been through shit and back.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever she did at the game night where she kind of went after Lisa and I again, which set Lisa Ren off, which I totally understand. You know, let's just try to tone this down and move on because this is not working for anybody. I don't like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the Gatsby party. Fun?
Oh, yeah.
Are those events fun or
well,
is
they can
it...
be.
Yeah.
You're always hoping they are.
Yeah.
That was fun. You know, Lisa and I went in there just to have a good time. And we did. We danced a bunch and just, you know, you see us kind of frolicking through the, tiptoeing through the tulips the whole night.
Doing the Charleston.
I know. Yeah. And we're like, a horrible porta potty, which I just disdain porta potties.
Right. And although I will say that was the most
that was a nice
Hills
one. That was a nice one. I have to admit. I know. So yeah, that was a blast.
Cool.
I thought it was hilarious when PK compared us to the Muppets.
Yes.
I'm like, thanks. But considering what he's done with, you know, what he's said about other women, I'll just take it as a compliment, which I said in my blog.
Right.
You know?
So funny.
You can compare me to an old man in an opera house any day.
What can you tell us about the rest of the season?
I don't know. It's all a big blur. I mean, I know we take some fabulous trips. You think that the whole thing between Dorit and Erica is cleared up, and it isn't.
Mm.
That is a sleeping giant. I mean, it's a lot of bad blood there.
Ooh.
That gets bad.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to cut and what you're going to see, but I know from living it, that goes on.
Yeah, because it does kind of seem like it's wrapped up right now, but no.
No.
We're going to hear the word panty a lot more.
I don't know. It gets worse than that. It goes above and beyond that.
Oh, wow.
Now, you guys go to Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, which was so spectacular.
What can you tell us about just Hong Kong in general?
It was just, you know, you definitely feel like you're in a different part of the planet. And mm-hmm. It was just beautiful. And I just never been to that kind of a place before. So I was just, like, really reveling in it, really taking it all in. And I just really enjoyed it. And it was an interesting experience for me and Lisa Vanderpump. Because I went, she was doing a PSA there for the Yulin March.
Oh, okay.
The whole Yulin thing.
Right,
not the Yulin March, the Yulin thing. And to see her passion made me see a different side of her.
Right. Mm.
And it kind of changed a dynamic between us. You know, we're not best friends. I kind of understand what she's about, and that's cool. But on that level, it was kind of just a different point of view for me. And it kind of changed my feeling about her.
Are we going to see something come out of this Xanax smoothie situation?
That's just so weird.
I mean, because as a fan, I don't see what the big deal is.
Yes.
But there is no big deal.
But it feels like it's going to
be a big deal.
Well, I think the big deal was when Dorit was talking about this bag of drugs.
Right.
That
right.
Later on, she decided, oh, well, maybe I should actually say it was vitamins.
Cause yeah.
That's what it was. And also what was, again, really super creepy about that to me, that was just... Mm. Another cringy thing. When it actually happened, they were all laughing about it.
Right.
And then later
on. And then
to
turn it around and say, this is a gossipy thing, but I love when Boy George went telegram, telephone, tell Dorit. And then he just like pranced away. He ran for cover. I mean, oh my God, it was like, that just summed it up. You know, it's like, what are you doing and why are you making this so ugly?
Yeah.
I didn't like that because that's not who I think when I in the beginning when I see Dorit, I don't know what that is.
Mm.
That just seems kind of behind the scenes, sneaky, undermining.
Yeah.
Why?
But it
what
also
is it?
Yeah. That's true.
What
it
is
also
it?
Seems like LVP was kind of like, what do you mean by that?
But even she seemed like she kind of and that's one part of her that kind of bugged me too this season is that she seemed more than happy to jump on the Lisa Rinna's a pain in the ass bandwagon.
Mm.
Lisa Rinna's got a big mouth bandwagon. It was like, come on, really? Let's not be so excited. But in that moment, I think she almost kind of called Dorit out and said, well, what are you exactly you saying?
Right,
you know
I felt
I mean?
Like that too. Are you like, are you making this a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are you trying to say
Yeah,
here?
So that was actually kind of a nice moment, I thought, for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The reunion's coming up.
I know.
Is your dress picked out?
Oh, God, no. We have no idea what we're wearing. They haven't told us.
Is someone going to tell you what to wear? Do you
they basically tell us, like, a color vibe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then it's like, you give them a couple choices, and then they try to work it out with all of us, which is, you can imagine, with all these women, it's just a nightmare.
No, I get to wear the red dress.
Right.
Whatever.
Are you
nervous?
Yeah.
Not really.
You've done it before.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I've also come to kind of live my life where I don't think about things too far in advance until they're like right upon me. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I will never sleep. So I just don't think about it as much as I can until it's right there.
Yeah.
So like in about a few weeks, I'll be, you know, staring at the ceiling going, holy crap. Oh my God. But this was, you know, kind of a more fun season for me. I set out for it to be more fun. I wanted to just enjoy the process more and not be so kind of bogged down by all the, you know.
Right.
Shindigs and whatever.
And like really that interview was just the beginning of our conversation. She spilled so much tea after the microphones were turned off that I feel bad even saying that, but I just want you to know she's really cool.
She's the coolest. She did an impression of someone, which was, like, so perfect, and we were, like, in stitches.
We love you, Eileen.
Yeah, we can't say that enough. Eileen Davidson, P.S. I love you.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, listen, all that good stuff. Like, rate us, review us, tweet us.
Yeah.
We're at Bravo TV. You can use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
And if you're feeling kind of young and kind of restless and need to watch more Bravo, you can at bravotv.com and using the Bravo Now app.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.